The Hang Zone presents
Blake, the dog's
Why
got
Today Doesn't Suck.
Before we do anything, I'd like to sing happy birthday to Mike Mayock. You guys ready? Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Jay Kemp and Dan McDowell.
It's a ticket for Rip.
All right. Well, Eatsy's and Tito's handmade vodka brings you Dano.
He was assuming that you would just take it. Hey, Blake, you can't leave food on the floor. Blake is like a teenage girl.
Teenage
He's digging
girl.
Through your bag. And, yeah, pick that up. See that wrapper? Yeah, Jesus, dude.
Whoa.
That's a garbage can. Well, I guess I just haven't dealt with teenage boys since I was one. Anyway, let's say hello to the hardline. Now, we've already heard from Corby's vacuum today.
Yeah.
Oh, we did?
This place is ship-shaped.
So, let's say hello to Corby's vacuum, Bobby.
Corby Davidson.
And Danny Bayless.
And Danny Bayless.
Maybe. Yeah. Hey,
How
fellas.
Hey, now.
What's up?
Hey, now.
How about that weather?
Man, oh, man, huh?
Dan, do you remember our friend who...
Hey, if you don't like it, just wait 10 minutes. It'll change.
Do you remember our friend who couldn't watch the national anthem and we thought he was Mahmoud Abdul-Raoufing his way through the Stars press box when in reality he couldn't deal with the strobes?
Yes.
Because of a concussion?
Yeah, yeah.
I may have that condition because we got strobes in the studio right now, and I am freaking tripping balls here.
That's awesome.
It's ridiculous. Stop it.
What do those strobe lights indicate?
I think emergency.
You're trying to clap them off?
Man, this is bad.
Just wait till you go to the bathroom. The lights are off.
Oh, is that
cool? These strobes are on. It's like going to the bathroom in a haunted house.
Never tried it, but okay.
You know what? To be safe,
it's like your X-Net arrays.
Yeah. To be safe, just go in the corner of the studio. Just find a corner.
I have a lot of options.
When will 2021 end? Am I right, guys?
Take those corners back.
Am I right?
What do you say, Danny?
You know, one of my dogs, Lola, I brought her up to the studio one time, and she took a dump in front of Dan Bennett's office. And then I smeared it on his wall.
Good Lord.
I have a dog dump story for you.
No, I actually picked it up. I cleaned it and disinfected the entire studio and never said a word until now.
So my dogs have never seen snow before, and they've just freaked out every time I've brought them out in the past 2 days. So this morning, they just both went in the living room and took a dump 5 minutes after we took them out. Because they don't know what to do. They're high walking, you know, high stepping through the snow. They don't know what to do. And they found a nice low ground in front of the fireplace, nice and warm.
Right.
Like one of them said to the other, if you do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Bro, it's cold out there.
Get this mad at us both.
Right.
And we didn't.
If we band together, if we unionize as dogs, we can take them down.
So, Dan, let's have the conversation like I do with my wife whenever she's out of town or I'm out of town and it's the dogs. So go ahead and tell me what your dogs just did in the living room. I'll be my wife.
All right. Hey, hey, honey.
Hey, babe.
Do you want to do the sex thing just yet? The sex talk? Or do you want
In a minute. I'm getting lubed up, so give me a second.
Okay. Well, the dogs, they wouldn't go to the bathroom out in the snow because they've never seen snow, so it's really weird. So the second I brought them in this morning, they took a big dump in the living room.
Oh, no way. That's so cute. Is it solid? Is it okay?
Is it solid?
Yeah. That you want to make sure that it's solid.
Are you saying pre-kid or still post-kid, she will ask that. Because I know pre-kid, or when we had the puppy, it was like, oh, yeah. Or having a baby is exactly that. You will describe your baby's dump to your wife.
Well, now that we don't really look at our kids' dumps anymore.
Oh, you don't?
Or coworker.
No. We still focus on the dogs that way. For some reason, it wouldn't surprise me if you had potty cam set up in my house, cell 4G.
Today is Monday, February 15th, 46th day of the year. 319 days remain in 2021. Today is President's Day. So, there you go. Banks are closed.
Oh.
Do what you will.
Stock market closed.
Hmm. Everything else is open, though.
Kempston.
You're telling me I'm not raking it in today?
With TXU Energy Season Pass, you get 50% off your electricity charges all winter and all summer long. Because we can all use a pass. Like when you call Mozart a painter? Visit TXU.com/seasonpass.
Bobby. Corby.
Corby Davidson.
And Danny.
And Danny Bayless.
And Danny Bayless.
Maybe. Yeah. Hey,
how
fellas.
Hey, now.
What's up?
Hey, now.
How about that weather?
Man, oh, man, huh?
Dan, do you remember our friend who...
Hey, if you don't like it, just wait 10 minutes. It'll change.
Do you remember our friend who couldn't watch the national anthem and we thought he was Mahmoud Abdul-Raoufing his way through the Stars press box when in reality he couldn't deal with the strobes?
Yes.
Because of a concussion?
Yeah, yeah.
I may have that condition because we got strobes in the studio right now, and I am freaking tripping balls here.
That's awesome.
It's ridiculous. Stop it.
What do those strobe lights indicate?
I think emergency.
You're trying to clap them off?
Man, this is bad.
Just wait till you go to the bathroom. The lights are off.
Oh, is that
cool? These strobes are on. It's like going to the bathroom in a haunted house.
Never tried it, but okay.
You know what? To be safe,
it's like your exit at a rave.
Yeah. To be safe, just go in the corner of the studio. Just find a corner.
I have a lot of options.
When will 2021 end? Am I right, guys?
Take those corners back.
Am I right?
What do you say, Danny?
You know, one of my dogs, Lola, I brought her up to the studio one time, and she took a dump in front of Dan Bennett's office. And then I smeared it on his wall.
Good Lord.
I have a dog dump story for you.
No, I actually picked it up. I cleaned it and disinfected the entire studio and never said a word until now.
So my dogs have never seen snow before, and they've just freaked out every time I've brought them out in the past 2 days. So this morning, they just both went in the living room and took a dump 5 minutes after we took them out. Because they don't know what to do. They're high walking, you know, high stepping through the snow. They don't know what to do. And they found a nice low ground in front of the fireplace, nice and warm.
Right.
Like one of them said to the other, if you do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Bro, it's cold out there.
You can't get this mad at us both.
Right.
And we didn't.
If we band together, if we unionize as dogs, we can take them down.
So, Dan, let's have the conversation like I do with my wife whenever she's out of town or I'm out of town and it's the dogs. So go ahead and tell me what your dogs just did in the living room. I'll be my wife.
All right. Hey, honey.
Hey, babe.
Do you want to do the sex thing just yet? The sex talk, or do you want?
In a minute. I'm getting lubed up, so give me a second.
Okay. Well, the dogs, they wouldn't go to the bathroom out in the snow because they'd never seen snow, so it's really weird. So the second I brought them in this morning, they took a big dump in the living room.
Oh, no way. That's so cute. Is it solid? Is it okay?
Is it solid?
Yeah. That you want to make sure that it's solid.
Are you saying pre-kid? Or still post-kid, she will ask that. Because I know pre-kid, or when we had the puppy, it was like, oh, yeah. Or having a baby is exactly that. You will describe your baby's dump to your to your wife.
Well, now that we don't really look at our kids' dumps anymore.
Oh, you don't?
Or coworker.
No. We still focus on the dogs that way. Like? For some reason, it wouldn't surprise me if you had potty cam set up in my house, cell 4G.
Today is Monday, February 15th, 46th day of the year. 319 days remain in 2021. Today is President's Day. So, there you go. Banks are closed.
Oh.
Do what you will.
Stock market closed.
Hmm. Everything else is open, though.
Banks.
Kim Stan.
You're telling me I'm not... I'm not raking it in today?
Not today.
Stuck Doge stays stagnant?
Doge is on its
way.
How
many boats can you leave behind?
Should I have gotten out?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well. So on this day in 1798, there was a feud between two members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Where Roger Griswold of Connecticut used a cane to attack Vermont's Matthew Lyon. Griswold was enraged over the House's refusal to expel Lyon because 2 weeks earlier, Lyon had spit tobacco juice in Griswold's face.
I don't know what to do with that.
On this day in 1856... A ship departed from Africa heading for Indianola, Texas. Heading to Texas. This ship heading from Africa had 65 camels because the military wanted to test the usefulness of camels in transporting supplies in West Texas. You know, West Texas, very hot. And so they thought, well, what if we bring camels here? They do really well over there. And apparently that experiment failed because I don't think there are camels roaming West Texas, but I could be wrong.
The problem is their toes were not suited for that environment.
Speaking of that, on this day in 1879, President Rutherford B. Hayes signed a bill allowing female attorneys to argue cases before the Supreme Court.
Oh, no.
Poppycock!
You know, the thing about West Texas, it's actually in East Texas. That's the joke.
What? Oh.
I mean, it totally is.
Mark.
What's the deal with West Texas?
And then you think
in East Texas,
Jake, right? Do you think rules are uptight?
No.
Who thinks
totally,
golf rules can be uptight?
Laid back.
Well, on this day in 1987, Craig Stadler was disqualified.
The Walrus.
You're right.
From the Andy Williams Open. Because he knelt on a towel to make a shot.
I recall this, actually.
And apparently, that was
not. There's no way that's true.
It's true. I remember it. It wasn't. He was. Yeah, he. Instead of. His ball was underneath a bush, and so he was going to have to get on his knees. Yeah. He was going to have to get on his knees to hit it. And instead of just getting on his knees, he put his towel down that was attached to his bag down there so his pants wouldn't get dirty. I guess it was wet down there. And so he just put his towel down. Well, you can't... A phone caller called into the telecast and said, you cannot boost your stance on a shot, and he got DQ'd.
Did somebody say Bush?
Please, Mark.
Aye.
So, Corby, did he get up and down?
I don't know, man.
P1 birthdays. Which I have somewhere around here. We're flying by the seat of our pants, boys.
Uh-oh.
Dan, I'd like to wish the most happy birthday to the second biggest CrossFitter cowboy, P1 Hunter. His leaders are Dingu and Jake. He'd like to hear Corby Laugh Song, or Corby Laugh Drop. That's from his P1 Aunt Jamie Fitzgerald.
You didn't want to go back in time.
Still genius.
Didn't Tom Gribble make that, if I'm not mistaken?
I made that.
Oh, Ty, I'm sorry.
Don't give Tom any credit for that.
I'm sorry.
Shut up, Ty.
That was great. Bob. That should be on your
tombstone.
Yeah, I almost said Flintstone.
Or Flintstone.
Tom can't even make a bird sing in the bathroom.
Mm-mm. It is Andrew Smith's 37th birthday. He dominated Highland Park football in 2002.
Did he?
Leader is the real Blake Jones. Drop request is the fake Blake Jones. Your brother's bar in Cleveland is awesome. From P1 Tommy Nelson.
Oh, my dude. Great guy.
Vinden. Hi from Christy Atkins.
Uh-oh.
Austin Sleeper.
Guess what? Here's the problem with broadcasting at home during a pandemic and a snowstorm is that there's a lot of sledders that are cruising by our house, and guess who likes to bark at sledders?
Your wife?
Oh.
Now that bitch will bark at anything.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Snowstorm snake.
Elsewhere in birthdays, Jaromir Jagr, 49.
Buff nuts.
Hockey?
Is today the anniversary of some kind of a Bob Jaromir Jagr or something happened at Wiley Doesn't Suck? Fun?
I don't know.
Do you remember that, Bob?
I mean, I'm sure I screwed something up.
Was it about the Tommy Daniels story? Or the guy that was talking to Jaromir Jagr with his wiener?
Matt Barnaby.
What?
It'd be nice if we could find
Oogie,
that out.
Yeah. Oogie Urbina is 47.
Oogie.
Miles Gaskin, 24. Mark Price, 57. Oh, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Edgar Bennett, 52.
Oh, wow. Florida State's own.
Where would we be without him?
Boy, the strobe. Mina, what are we going to do?
Rapper Birdman is 52.
Bob, I was really pushing for the Zoom call during the show today, but I don't think I can handle the constant strobing.
Rapper Megan the Stallion is 26.
What happened to that boy?
Seriously.
Just take some K, bro.
Hey, actress Ashley Lynn Cafagna is 38.
God.
Is that Ashley Lynn?
No.
More Gribble? Matt Groening, 67. Christopher McDonald is 66. He was the Happy Gilmore, the other golfer. What's his name?
Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin.
He's in Real Bros, Dan.
Shooter McGavin.
Oh,
is he?
Yeah, no, he's in
Real
season
Bros
three
of
Real Bros of Simi Valley.
Do you know what a disservice that did to my fellow golfers?
Oh, this track got life.
This a disservice.
We got Joe Namath with us now.
Here comes the stroke, bro.
I don't even care about
I don't even.
Jack Pennington.
Such a disservice.
Mick Avery is 77.
McAvery.
See, Melissa Manchester, 70. What'd she do?
Oh, she had one song, Ty. What was it? It was something fun.
Gloria.
Cowboys.
Laura Branigan.
Yeah, that's Laura Branigan.
Same thing.
Melissa Manchester. Oh, gosh.
She had Ron Midnight Say Blue. Is 73. Bob.
Is that the Penguin?
Said always
I feel like Bob's
women.
More of a Ron Say guy.
I was pretty excited when the 84 Cubs acquired Ron Say. That was big news.
Ken Anderson, 72.
Did he win an MVP?
Bungles.
I think he did.
They were just handing him out back then, right?
Yeah, in 81.
Don Majkowski won one. Brian Sipe.
Don Majkowski did not win an MVP.
Oh, no?
He finished second
he
to a
win?
Joe Montana. 10 games, which got you a statue back then in Green Bay.
Darryl Green, 61.
College?
Russell Martin, 38.
Oh,
yeah, Darryl Green.
Darryl Green College. Go.
Yes.
Well, they
I
say
don't
Jesus.
Nobody?
Yes, he did go to college. Yes, I was saying. Yes.
Texas A&M Kingsville.
See, I was right.
The Javelinas.
There's no way you should know that. Are you Gil Brandt?
Yes, I am Gil Brandt.
What are you, Gil
Brandt? This whole time I've been Gil Brandt.
What a ruse.
Boy.
As I take off my mask and reveal that this has been Gil Brandt the entire time.
See, that he's like the Dread Pirate Robert, and he'll just pass it on to you?
Okay, stop knowing that.
Thank you.
Although, to
born
be fair,
on this day, now dead.
To be fair, when nope. Darryl Green went there, I think it was Texas A&I. Yeah?
You're correct.
Dan watched the Silk Road movie, and now he's going to be insufferably annoying.
Right. Now I'll be annoying. Born on this day, now dead. Galileo Galilei.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know really what he did.
Scaramouche.
Susan B. Anthony.
I believe he did the Fandango, Dan.
Seattle Slew.
Oh.
And born
Here
on this day now dead
Orb
Chris Farley.
Oh my God.
I believe the Bob goat. Once said the wrong one died.
And I stand by that.
When referring to the legendary duo of Chris Farley and David Spade.
He also said that when Kate Spade died.
5, 4
Dead on this day still.
I have a birthday, Dan.
Well, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here's Danny.
I think Kate Spade could have done what David Spade did in that comedy duo.
But David Spade could not design women's accessories.
Correct.
Kate
Purses.
Spade.
Yeah.
A nice purse, yeah.
Danny?
Yeah. My neighbor Gabe is 50.
Do you have any stories about your neighbor Gabe?
He has a cool dog named Lexi.
Is he
that's
the
all
fried
I know about
food
him.
Fellow?
The what?
The fried food guy?
No, that's at the old place I lived.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever box in your backyard with him?
My pig found it.
He would
the
crush
fried
me.
Food guy.
I feel like
the fair guy.
Abel. That's a valid question.
Yeah, no, that was Abel. He was my next door neighbor when I lived in Lower Greenville.
Okay.
Gabe and Abel?
Did he poke him with a stick?
5, 4
That's later.
3
Well, happy birthday, Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe, way to go.
Danny for me.
Way to go.
Shut it down! Let's go!
calls.
Okay, thanks, Blake.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound.